everybody. My name is Mikhail, and together with Alessia Yeremieva, we created podcast to share our knowledge and experience with the world about ballroom dancing. This is podcast about ballroom dancing, especially how to grow, about frameworks, guidelines, principles, and achieving desired goals from your dance activities. This is a show was recorded live, and today we're going to talk about exciting topic, great partnership, how to build it, and why it's so important these days. For more information and exciting dancing videos and more topics, please visit our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/galaxydancemo, and please enjoy the episode. Hello everyone. So just to checking that is everything is okay. So if you can hear it, please type okay. If you can see us, we just like a few more things before we start. And so let us check that is everything is going well. Yes, hold on. Just a few more things. Alessia, do you want to start to speak first? Yes. Yes, of course. Yes.
You can hear us. And thank you very much for joining us this evening in Singapore and afternoon in UK.
Oh my God, look at this at the logo. Look. Oh my God, what is happening? I don't know what is happening. Oh. Yeah. What is that? What was it? Okay. Wow, I like that. Look at this. I can just move. Okay. So is it slightly late for the Singapore. Hello, Andrea. Hello, Chris from UK. It's so nice that like, yes. So welcome to the weekly show. Today we start on Thursday because tomorrow we have a world-class training online and we don't want to miss to speak about, I would say, the most of important things. How to build and create a great partnership without losing the years and without stressing all the time during the training. And this is one of the most important thing in every dancing, whether you're dancing social dancing, whether you start dancing, or whether you experience dance like we. So today is a topic. We are aiming for two kind of people. One of them are beginners who just learning dancing. So we want to help right away from the beginning how to build a great relationship and a partnership together with your partner. And for experienced dancers like high professional level, so by listening our story, because we've been dancing together for I think how many years? Oh my!
For a long time.
I think it's more than like 15 years together. We are dancing competitively 28 years, not together. We start with our own partners. We are representing Singapore. And our mission here is to connect passionate people together who love dancing, who want to grow, to enjoy, and an empowering environment. And, of course, we want to build a champion team. So if you have a question during, please keep asking us because I do believe this topic is the most important. So maybe some of you know and spoke about with your coaches that sometimes it's not so easy to find communication together, to find agreement together. Don't worry, we've all been here. And some of you feel not, I would say, maybe failing that, or maybe your partnership is spread up because of some kind of misunderstanding. So we've all been there, and please don't worry, it's normal, because our relationships and a partnership and communication and how we're presenting ourselves, it's all connecting together. And if you follow just step-by-step guidance, you may feel like, oh, wow, it's so easy. Yes? So Alessia, would you like to say something?
Sometimes show you what you can do for your couple, for yourself, in order to feel comfortable and enjoy dancing together.
Thank you. And it's so important. Sometimes we want to achieve so much results or want to enjoy so much. And sometimes, oh, it's so difficult. You know, my partner don't understand. Or like, I try to explain, but they don't understand. It's normal. But look, if you dream to dance very well, or you dream to achieve a good results, or you want just to be expressive on the floor and express and be connecting with your partner, there is a way. There is a way. We're married and we're working together and we're dancing together. So we all together. And if someone will say that it's very difficult to stay very long time together, 24 hours, I would tell you, what if you know how it works, you will build a great relationship. And now I can't remember. I really admire this beautiful woman. And in the dancing and in life, of course, but this is a two different thing. You don't have to be married to dance. So now let's take one by one thing. Now is the most of important thing what I'm going to tell you today. Are you ready? The most important thing what I'm going to tell you this. It will not be like that. It's for sure. The reason I say that, because we've been there, we go through the ups and down, but we didn't know that how it works. So today we're gonna learn it, how it works, from first as a man and a woman to understand each other. Then we go into the lead and follow, and then we will create position, and from a man and a guy and a beautiful lady and or girl, who knows, depends on what is your age. Yes. So do you want to start first with yourself, or you want to start with I will start first.
I think you start first.
Oh, thank you very much, she's so wonderful. So I guys, number one thing that it's not going to be easy right away to understand, because we all have our way of thinking. The best thing what is happening in our understanding, when we start to realize that communication between each other is, first of all, is taking ownership and responsibility for ourselves. Now, if you remember one of our webinar, we talk about why it's important to dance at home. Because we can take, if we are not living with each other, I'm practicing myself, I'm fully responsible, I'm fully accountable for myself. And this is what is make me step into the high level. And I tell you the story. It was one stage when we really don't go anywhere. And one of my coach said, Mikhail, I will not teach you anymore until you start to blame each other. We was blaming, but we're not moving anywhere. And that time we like sit separately and we said, okay, let's stop the blame each other. Let's start to, okay, what if this is my fault? And I start to take full ownership about myself, and Alessia start to take ownership about herself. And since then, it's completely changed. So I was thinking, first of all, that it's always something you can find right or wrong in each other. It's always, just remember it. Even a world champion, you can find like some world champion you like, some world champion you don't like. So you have a priorities. So it's very important, first of all, to take ownership for yourself. I start with a man. I'm a man. Yeah, I'm a muscular man. For me, it's very important to understand where I'm going, what I'm doing. So let's say my goal is to go forward. And I go forward, and I know that I go forward. Now I want to turn. Then I go that direction. So this is, I'm very clear what I'm doing. Instead of, if I take her, move. No, you move. You see, I'm not moving myself. First of all, think I need to know what I'm doing. Number one is my steps. It doesn't matter what dance you know, I know that I have to move there. I know I need to know my direction. Okay, I'm going forward, so I go that direction. So I know my steps, 3 step forward, 2 step to the side, 2 steps to the right, and then left, and then you go. Number one, step direction. Once you know that, then let's say I go on a circle. And I start to, okay, now it's very good. Gentlemen, it's very, very important. Nobody can do it for you. I realized it that one day I did it myself. I was trying to, that she read my brainwave. I said, come on, move, move, move. But I was not doing, I was doing zero. Instead of just, okay, why is important training yourself now at home? Because by training yourself, you're building. Whoa. Confidence, where are you going? What are you doing? And it works so well. Trust me, I started to learn it after 10 years. After 10 years of experience. So then, beautiful lady coming on.
Yes, so I agree with Mikhail that for the guys and even for the ladies, we need to know our own steps and we need to know our choreography. But the moment when we come into the dance together, the guys is a leader. We need to follow the guys. But if we don't know our steps, how we can follow? Yes, we can follow, but maybe it will be only 50% of the action what we can create because we don't know where to go and we just will depend on the guy and the focusing. Oh my God, I need to feel where to go. So I need to focus on myself first to know what I need to do and what I want to present to the audience, to the people around me. Because I know sometimes ladies thinking, I don't need to know my routine, I will follow my guy. Yes, you can follow your guy, but you will not create 100% of the action what you can do. But this is number one. Focus on yourself.
Yeah, I just want, just for a few seconds, can you point your look here, please? You know, can I move a camera maybe here so you all can see it? So what we're talking about now, sorry, I was trying to decorate for you, but I think maybe it's not a very good idea. We're going through the three things today. Number one, it's me. It's understanding what I have to do in order to enjoy my dance, in order to express myself, in order to listen to music, in order to be me, how I aim to be, and the reason I came to the dancing. For example, someone like to express themselves, someone like to be around the people, someone who knows, someone just doing for fun. So, second thing we understand, what is a man and lady, what is the difference? Man and lady. And the third thing, we understand, let me take a more, the purple one, we will understand how the couple works. Couple. I will go big C. So remember, MMC.
MMC.
Success in a relation, in a partnership, we have MMC. So why is so important? Because if you go to the couple without knowing first M and the second M and L, oh, I'm sorry, ladies, it's MMLC. Yes, let's call it MMC. No, we can put MLC, ladies. So it's very important to understand first, second, third, because many people jump into the couple. And this is where 1 year, 2 years, it start to be gears is not connecting with each other. But once we understand me first, then I understand man what is doing and ladies what's doing, later on we will very easy to find communication with each other. So if you have any question, please ask me. Okay, so now me, did you finish with a beautiful lady? So I understand as we two human beings, yes, we can dance ballroom, we can dance ballroom, we can dance Latin and hoppa pa tu tu tu, we can dance Latin, we can dance social salsa, whoa ya, hop hop hop. You almost didn't follow me. I catch you. So I know I'm kidding. And so, it doesn't matter. I first know that we go two step forward, left step to the side, back. So this we know step, we know direction. Which way we know? Towards you, towards a screen, or towards there? It's very important to know. Now we go to stage number two. It's understanding. Let me turn a little bit of camera so you can see it all the time. This it's understanding where M, where L, where M. Just remember, it takes 50-50. Let me draw for you. It's a big 50-50. Why I draw this line is 50-50. Imagine it's like when are you driving car. Let me just check a little bit. When are you driving car? Yes? We can't have a two wheels. Are you agree with me? Unless you're going in a study car where you need to take exam. This is for the person to protect you. But look, imagine we both have a two wheels.
And then we go like this.
And then, whoa! Yes? So, remember, there is no who is the main in the couple. There is the whole piece, it's called circle. 50% of the circle, it's a man. 50% is a lady. So, gentlemen, basically what we're taking a wheel and we're driving. What happened when we drive? When we drive, we look at the map or we know we have a direction where we go. Remember, we go to the first me, M. So, we drive, we go to the first direction. So we know our direction, we know where to turn, we know what to do. If car blocking us, we stop, smile, or listen to the music, and we just turning away. So the beautiful lady, in the same time, she's sitting in the car.
Sitting in the car, enjoying the ride.
Yes, and then
following the car and presenting herself.
So, and usually ladies is like wonderful, wonderful human being, yeah, just a sitting, but it's not about real car experience. It's about gentlemen. It's very important. If you take a hand, in order to lead, this is where the man coming from. You just need to know where you're going. Let's say if I go there, I just go there. So I just take a hand and I just go there. Beauty in our leadership is that we presenting, I really like to say, our job is to make sure that we're leading a lady around the floor. It's like a beauty contest. We even have the same tail coat, all the same color, and we like, it looks the same. So we're presenting our lady. So we're driving them around the floor, where we're going, what we're doing, and from here, we're not presenting us, we're presenting our beautiful ladies. So, leader is leading. Basically, he go where he wants to go. Gentlemen, let's be straightforward. We go where we want to go. If I take a hand, I want to go here. I go there. I go there. I go there. I never ask my lady, where do you want to go? Where do you want to go? Do you want to go here or do you want to go there? Do you want to hear or hear? Here, you just go. This is what happened when are you leading. It can be from when you're holding the hand. It can be you just go in cha-cha-cha. It can be in social dance. You just do it. You're just not only going, you just do it. You just do it. You just do it. And another world of the lady, it's presenting the couple. So lady responsible for the beauty of the couple. So we're responsible for the movement, direction, and make sure that she has all the resources to present our couple. And lady?
Yes, and Mikhail mentioned that the guys, they have all black colored tables. But for us, as a lady, we have all different dresses, hairstyle, makeup, accessories, from so many details to show people. So what we need to feel as a lady, that we are secure, we feel confident with our leader. And
which go just, left, right, forward, yes, and then?
We just follow it and presenting. So I don't like really to just think, okay, I need to follow. No, I'm presenting myself. So I don't want to think about direction, about the counting. Yes, I know my steps, but and I want to think about my presentation. And I give this job to lead to my partner.
Yes, and look, yeah, the thing is very important. I know that like some of the ladies can feel that they need to be involved in the timing. Yes, it's true. But look, the balance in a couple where ladies, no matter what's the level of the guy, just following it. So we go steps. Guys, I just doing wherever I like to do, and she just follow it. And this is the most important thing. If you want to learn really how to build a great partnership now, please listen, because we spent so many years, we danced 28 years competitive. Do you know how many partners I changed when I was, before I met Alessa? I changed partners almost every week when I was a kid. It was, I feel that I was, every partner is wrong. And usually it happened like 1 week, you miscommunicate, okay, no, sorry, I mean, it's not suitable. Don't wait for some partner, for ideal partners. There is no ideal partner. It's coming from first understanding me, what I do, and then understand what is man doing, then understand what is a lady doing, and a principle of that I lead, definition, it's more I just trying to go where I want to go and just to take something or give something to my lady to present. And ladies to follow. So once we start to create that idea that I'm responsible about this, she responsible about that, it become a very beautiful car, can be very stylish car. So this is where we're creating image of the couple together. Through the man to the lady.
And I just, guys, I just want to tell you one secret from the ladies' point of view. We really, really, really enjoy when the guy very confident and knows where he goes. I know sometimes the guy is trying to
I'm agree.
To feel this confidence from our guys, and we just enjoy it to create our beautiful shape in our presentation. Then the couple will look really, how to say, it's a full package. Like Mikhail said, 50 and 50 become 100, so it becomes 100. So you need to be really, really yourself, and we will enjoy it.
And look at this, if you can see on the first AM, me, once we're understanding, we both have legs, right? Your legs and my legs. So, of course, we're walking, we're dancing with each other, we're moving legs. And from here, once we understand what we're doing separately, we connect together and we create 50 mine and 50% of yours. So this is how we create a couple. And if we knew it from a very, very beginning, I think it will really, really help to build a great partnership, and we will achieve. We will not spend a lot of time to quarreling. Do you know how much quarreling we before? Yes, and it's very important. When we're quarreling, we don't understand each other. We're losing time, okay? So now, what happened if we have a conflict example, when we're not agree? Very important to understand that ask to listen what, because sometimes, gentlemen, please listen to your partners, because the best teachers are your partners. They can really feel. You may feel that they don't know anything. If I start to listen to her from day one, it will be a really great one. Yes? So, and That's why it's the most important to know this information. And unfortunately, we didn't know it from the beginning. So, and now we go to the couple. But before we go to the couple, yes, I want you to invite for the world-class training, which happening tomorrow with the current world champion, Andrea Gigiarelli. And we will talk about amazing topic, how to express yourself. And the reason why we bring those coaches to you, because these people and knows are exactly direct way and shortest way to achieve results where you want to express yourself or when or where you want to have a great competition results, or you just want even more to have fun and to know how to do it in the right way. So before we go to the couple, let me put for you some videos, and if you're interested, please reach us out and we will go come back. Hey, hello. So we are welcome for the training, because it could be a great opportunity for you. You don't need to travel. It's convenient, it's affordable, and or if you have any question, please reach us out. So we have a question from Andrea. I know listening to the partner is a good idea, but what can we do if our partner doesn't want to tell us anything? It's very good. Then, if the partner doesn't want to tell it, let's respect their world. It's the most important thing what I learned, that once we start to respect and understand my partner world, maybe she's more introvert. It means when a person introvert doesn't want to talk so much. For example, I'm more extrovert. I really like to inspire people. I feel good when people doing well. Alessia is more introvert. So of course I want you to express my feelings. Like I want, okay, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do that. But sometimes a partner, if we go here and then we want the same as we are doing it. But look, if your partner is introvert, it's very please don't assume that it's always will tell you a lot of idea. Ask, saying, Alessia, what do you think? Look, just now you did a very good job. What do you think I could do it for you so you can feel better?
Yeah, and then the lady will respond. Because I'm sure the lady always will have something from the guys.
Yes. It's just like sometimes, I mean, they just want to say like so much words, okay? So, thank you, Andrea, for the question. It's a great question. Let's go to the couple. Now, we go to the ballroom dancing. Now, everyone knows that we're connecting right side to right side, right? Where it came from? It came from a history many, 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 many years ago. Last time, it was a big balls dancing where guys have a white gloves, and they always have a big swab here. So it's always like hanging big long one. And when they go on a dancing concert, they never take off, and they always, like, with those white gloves, they always tonight, because they don't want to hurt the lady, they invite them on the right side. So this is how they start to dance. This is where it came, right side to right side. So that's why many people, why we don't dance left to left, we dance right to right, because of the history. Then it's developed bigger shape, from here to there, and there it goes to the competitive dancing. So now we go to the couple, we understand that we connecting right side to right side, we go in 50% right side to right side. This is how couple creating. Now, to create the couple, I'm talking about a boring. We need to create from two bodies one. How we can do it? The easiest way is to create through the body weight. So we coming to each other and we creating body weight. So we stand maybe the feet apart, and then we're creating body weight, knee, hip, ribcage. So until here we equal, yes? So we go forward and knee, hip, ribcage. Then a guy, because remember, here is a swap. This is hand is here, this is hand is here. Yes, this is how they don't want to hurt the lady to protect. So guys is standing here in order to lead. Leading coming from the left to the right side, and ladies receiving from a right to the left. So what we do, we connecting with each other from two bodies, one. Now we are extending and we creating the couple. Now, guys, very important, I just go, and ladies follow. First of all, remember, we go back, we knowing our steps. Second one, we know what is man doing. Man is more upright and more dominant, so he's more dominant. Why he's dominant? Not to dominate the partner, he's dominant in order to be in charge of the movement. This is the most important thing. And whoa, now you see lady creating beautiful shape, and we guiding, and we through the center. Look, I'm just going. Whoa. Basically, I never think about her. I'm sorry. Yes. It doesn't mean that I don't care about her. I just look. If you will take my hands, okay, connect with me. I just go wherever I want to go. Whoop. Whoop. My job is just to go, her job is to follow. This is how we create a couple. And once, of course, there is a saying, we can go one of the webinars with you, how to create lines and how to build, especially one of the next days, which we're going to talk with world champions. We're going to talk about the lines. We don't want to jump forward because they can give you a very good idea. Yes, and please write your question. If you have any questions, we want to answer it before we continue. Please, we're waiting for you. Thank you. Any more questions? Any more questions? So one more time, just whilst you're writing the question, remember, three step, it's MMLC. Can we maybe just make it a little bit? Yes, here. Do you like my writing? You see, I was actually, it's like, I didn't study calligraphy like Steve Jobs, but I really. So, MMLC. Three step. First, we're understanding ourselves, what I'm doing as a personality, what she's doing as a personality. So we go step. I have five step. I have two step back. I know my direction. I go to the left. I go to the right. I go towards you. Same for her. She understand. It's about me. Second thing we understand about M and L, man and lady. Man is what doing? Man just going. Man is a leader. It means he creating direction where he goes and moving where he want to go. And lady creating style on the top of the leading. Of course, she has legs. I have legs. This is where we learn. We do two step. We have to know it until it become muscle memory. Yes? And then we go to the couple where we connecting in a position where I'm more dominant and she's following me. And I just go. You see, I stop where, because I want to stop. And then I just go. She follow. Now look, I go. Я тита. Да, оп, папа, оп. And the connection, communication coming from a center. I leading the lady. I give a signal from my core to her. She responding me back. So it's like, okay, do you mind if we'll speak a little bit about connection? Yes? So look. I give her signal, she respond. I give her signal, she respond. Let me just make a little bit more. It's like a whoom, she responds, I give, she respond. And I always give, respond. Okay? So, Alice, could you put a little bit of walls? Let's go a little bit of wall so we can show you where guy will lead, just going, and where guy will trying to wait. And you may see some very familiar looks from other couples. Yes, and please, we're waiting for your questions. Let us know. Number one. And number two. Okay. So, which one do you like, number one or number two? And what is the difference? Can you type your comments, please? Come on, type your comments. Okay, while we're typing comments, I go to the Andrea question. Sometimes the lady is not sensitive to cues and therefore requests for more signals. However, it's easy to end up portraying the feel that the man is dragging the lady. Dispute not actually being the case, how do we deal with such situations? Okay, it's a great question. Guys, I really, first of all, there is a deal about it, but the think of once you have some issues with each other, yeah, do you know the fastest way to deal with that, Andrea? The fastest way, ask your partner, okay, so what do you want me to do? Okay, just a real case, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to lead?
I don't know where to go.
What is the leading for you?
For me, leading when I feel from you that you give me clear direction.
You see, Andre, it's so many words. And then, no, it's good. How to lead? But look, show me. Show me, how do you want me to lead?
Just give me direction where to go.
Very good. Andrea, just remember, guys are direct. We need a direct answer. Ladies are more creative, yeah? So ask her, how do you want me to lead? Show me. And then, now she take my hand, she pushes me. I said, okay, let's go. And then, Andrea, listen to me. This is the most important thing. Now, I really just push you. Boom. Boom. I push you how she wants. Then,
and I feel very good.
And yeah, she feel better. Now I ask, do you feel better?
Yes.
Now, can you do something for me, please?
Yes.
So, can you do, give me more your hip, push forward and expand big? Like, and Andre, show her. Like that. How do you want her? And I tell you, conflict will be over and you will come to the conclusion, I would say 5-10 minutes. Instead of going all over 1 week, 1 hour, 2 hours, 1 week, 1 month, not dancing and say, oh, maybe we will not lose the time. Is it my sense, yeah? It's very important to make sure that you're not overstay in that. I would say not conflict, about that a question we need to deal. Remember, as soon as you will deal with some miscommunication, the faster it is. You build a muscle how to communicate with each other.
And it's important to also understand what your partner wants. Because sometimes maybe we're thinking, but we're not talking to our partner and we just don't know
Yes, and you know the thing is, it was maybe 2008. I was assuming that she's doing what I want. And then Christopher Hawkins, 3-time world champion, tell me, Mikhail, she can't breathe. She can't read your brain waves. I said, but she should know. And then this was like for me, like slapping on the face, that what we think, guys, it's not what they think. And if you want to think, to know what they think, ask, Alessia, what do you want?
And then the partner will come.
Yes. And then if you feel that your partner don't understand, you said, Alessia, can you just speak with me? Okay, look, because I feel that you don't understand what I want. And to be honest, she will tell you, I don't understand what you want. Sometimes ladies just don't tell you this. Andrea, be careful, yeah? So, we go, let me see for the answers. Okay, number one, Lu Ming, I'm so glad that you're here, my friend. Really, I mean, you're like my man, my. Number one, both as a couple dancing together, as a couple with all appropriate movement, okay. So, number two seems to be leader just dancing himself and not... Virginia, thank you. It's one. Let me bring a comments for all of you to the screen. Number one, you see, you can see that I will make them more like white color, so you can see it. Yes, and is this about number one? And number two, Virginia from Virginia. Guys, here is all the problem coming on. Number one, it's. Guys, I'm not doing anything except I'm just going and you know, like when we're kids, when we're playing around the, you know, like playground, I just go run. So this is my intention. I know where I'm going. I'm just going there. I come back. I'm going there. I'm come back. And for Alessia, can you tell me what you experienced? Because my energy is direct to her, it's very complicated, but it's not, you're just moving. But in the second one, I was just waiting for her, I was trying to get a perfect dance. That's why you don't see. It's nice and clean, but there is no lead and follow. There is, he's a question mark, I'm sure. I'm not confident in myself. Guys, in order to be confident in yourself, you just go. And you need to know beforehand where you're going. Do you want to go here? You go here. Do you want to knock to the camera? You knock to the camera. This is how become expression. This is how people different. You need to be yourself. But in order, guys, for you, you need to know what you want first and why you're dancing and what you want, how you want your dancing looks like. To start from there. Okay? So, and let me see. Number one is better. Angelo, thank you. Hello. You like the second one, I'm sure. Okay. No, nobody. Okay. So, okay, guys. So, and this is why what we want to just to mention about this is three things. It's very important for the guy, in order to lead, he really need to go. I mean, he need just to make sure that he go through the lady, yes? And the lady is taking the lead and she just expressing. Okay, from a lead. So I'm moving. Of course, she's moving too. But I go, she go, I go, and whoop. Okay? So if you have a more question, please ask her. Come on. Yeah, Andy, thank you for, and it's really creates when you're moving, guys. I really drive through her. I drive through her. I'm not talking about who drive, who not drive. Of course, everyone who go forward drives. I drive, she drive. I drive, she drive. We will go one of the webinar about it. But we're talking about how leading, because I give you a signal where to go, what to do, what the timing I want to create, or how long I wanna stay with that step. Okay? So, thank you for all of your comments. Today, yes, any more comments? If not, give you one more minute. Any more questions about partnership? Okay. All right. So, let me see. So, just remember it. First, we need to understand, number one, it's me. First, where I go, what I do, what she do, and how we're moving separately. Second one, we understand what is man doing, what is lady. And once we understand what is man idea, what is lady idea, today we connect with each other, and where the man is leading, and he give a signal to the lady from a core, what to do. It can be here, it can be there, it can be back. Yes? Does it make sense? Okay. Or I think we have a question. Okay, from Douglas. Why is my frame so unstable? Okay. There is a thing, if you're talking about arms frame here, it means we need to connect our arms with the back first. If we just pick up as a guy, yes, Douglas, if you're as a guy, if you just pick up your hand just here, you will use your shoulders, and it's disconnected from the back. So in order to connect with the back, we need to do it shoulder, elbows, and a wrist. So we put our shoulder into the slots, pick up rib cage and expanding, and we're locking up our arms inside the body, so we have as a one piece. Then, once you set up your first position right, it's easy to save. If you pick up just hand like this, it's very easy to use your hands. Okay? Why do I always fall? I'm not so sure why do I always fall. I know we need to see it. But if you're losing balance because of the partner or because or by yourself, I'm not very clear, so I can't answer for this question. Sorry. Okay. All right. So again, it's very important in order to not to to have a great partnership, we need always to understand each other. Once we understand, if you have argument about what to do, say, okay, step one, take someone, you or your partner, and say, okay, I'm sorry. I mean, what do you want from me? I mean, what do you want me to do it? Then she answer you and ask her to show you what kind of feelings did she need. Yes, we're not talking about to have a lesson with a teacher. If you're with a teacher, you listen to the teacher. And then once, okay, let's try. I will do it for her. Then you do maybe a few figures and ask her, do you want that? She answer you yes or no. And then say, okay, I did it for you. Okay, now can you do something for me? And then it's become conversation where you will very fast eliminate any difficulty in a couple. So if you have any more question, and why do I always fall and trip? Ronica, thank you for your question. I really not so clear why you fall. You may fall yourself, or maybe depends like what do you mean by fall? Losing balance or you're really falling? I'm not very clear. If you can write more details, it will be better. So in order to have a partnership, we need first to understand me, she, couple, and then understand how it works. You can't have a perfect partner. Don't wait for the perfect partner. I do believe that you can have a perfect partner if you start to communicate. First of all, find a suitable partner for you, which is like hi, ta-da-da. If you decided, okay, can we compete with you? We will dance with you then from their play. And be ready that it will not be so wonderful and easy, because if partnership there is no partnership without misunderstanding first. The great partnership is coming with going through misunderstanding, miscommunication, and then you communicate, you understand each other, and you become a great couple, okay? So, thank you very much. Okay, we have... I can't answer why she means she loses balance easily. I can't answer because I for this question, because there is a many thing why I lose balance. Can be if it's related to the couple, maybe partner pulling her, or maybe she's dancing on the straight knees, or maybe she's leaning. It will be great if we can see, so it will be easy to answer. Because while losing balance, we just need to see. It's not so easy to see by the text. Okay, thank you very much, and Alessia and I. So grateful that you're here with us. I know it's almost 11 p.m. in Singapore, and we want to do it this because we usually do on Friday, because tomorrow is Andrea Giugiarelli coming for the world-class training online series 2, and it's a great topic tomorrow about expression. Please welcome, we have a 3 world champions coming to you tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday. And if you have any question, just reach us out and we will help you to answer for all the questions. Thank you. With you was Alessia and Mikhail. It was weekly show Dancing with M and O. Dance with passion, and remember, just live your dream. It's always the way in any situation to dance, to enjoy, express, and be yourself. Thank you very much. And at the end, we're doing... Because you see, she even doesn't know what I'm gonna do it. And then I take 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Thank you very much. And we'll see you tomorrow on the World Class Training Online. Bye-bye.